mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. It's already the 13th day of December 2004. Strap yourselves in, get ready. I tell you, this Monday edition is going to be jam-packed. Let's go over some of the news that's coming up today. WTC rescuers and workers silenced after discovery of black boxes. Now, a few months ago, rescue workers, firefighters, you name it, started going public saying, look, we found the black boxes and have been ordered to shut up about it. Well, now they're being threatened. Now they're being told to shut up. But see, these are real men, these firefighters. They'll run into burning buildings. And so it isn't working too well on them telling them to shut up. So we'll be going over that. Journalist who blew whistle on CIA drug trade commits arsonist. Gary Webb, interviewed him many times, a great American, and I have no doubt that they have murdered him. We even have some of the mathematics here on all the activists that have been committing suicide over the years. It is over a billion to one ratio against the normal statistics. And, of course, Princess Diana said they're going to kill me in the next few months in a fake auto accident, Charles said. And then she dies in the auto accident, and then there's all the evidence that they killed her there on the spot. And the polls all show the people think they killed her, but the government says no, no, no. Dr. David Kelly told two different colleagues, one in the U.S., one in England, that some men are going to kill me in the woods if I don't shut up. And then he was found dead in the woods, and now the ambulance drivers and paramedics have said, look, we found him, no blood at the scene, this man was murdered. That's just new news today. So there it is for you, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly death, paramedics, question, verdict. We'll be covering it. And an attempted murder, I guess. The pro-Western candidate over in the Ukraine, candidate chief of staff, suspects KGB experts in poisoning. Of course, we talked about this weeks ago. Now it's mainstream news. We've got news on Bernard Kerik. He's not quitting over affairs and nannies. Nannies that he didn't pay taxes on, folks. That is not why this is happening. Also, Pentagon wants to build permanent prison at Guantanamo Bay. Pregnant women as well. 10-year-old arrested and handcuffed for carrying scissors at school. They use scissors at school to cut up paper mache and paper. She brought hers, and they hit her and hit her hard with the police. Oh, but don't worry. In Pearland, Texas, Bible Belt, South Texas, the police distributing satanic sex orgy rituals to the children. And I have the local news report on this out of KHOU-TV, and I have World End Daily. They certainly distributed the satanic rituals when I was in public school in Dallas before we moved down to Austin. Well, I know about the Satanist. In fact, there weren't many people in Rockwall, Texas, in positions of power who weren't Satanist. Texas is a very satanic state. We also love George W. here. Iranian missile could reach eastern U.S., more fear-mongering there. This is only the tip of the iceberg, and yesterday I went to an election fraud rally and got hit by two different cops trying to provocateur. And I'm really getting tired of it. So, better stop. Because I'm going to make sure, legally, that some of you guys get in trouble if you pull it anymore. All right? We'll tell you about that, too. PrisonPlanet.tv, you might want to check it out.
Alex Jones. Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The award-winning San Jose Mercury News writer, Gary Webb, who I've interviewed many times over the years. It's funny, just about a month ago, I thought to myself while driving, I want to interview Gary again, the author of Dark Alliance, who exposed CIA crack cocaine trafficking. And the media's like, well, perhaps it's not true. Folks, I've interviewed CIA officers who unloaded the cocaine at MENA. Okay, it's public. But he's dead now. He supposedly committed suicide. Committed suicide. Blew his own head off. Folks, I've seen cases from Oklahoma to Texas to Arkansas to California to New York to Florida, from Minnesota to London, England, where people are stabbed and tortured and have electricity marks all over their bodies and have been shot in the back of the head with a gun with a silencer. And the government coroners declare it suicides. There were cases in Arkansas where someone would shoot themselves in the back of the head twice with a shotgun. Now, that's impossible. To take a shotgun and, number one, with a barrel that's too long, to be able to put it at the back of your head, pull the trigger, of course, when you open your front door and walk into your house at night by yourself, and then go ahead and put another shot in the back of your head while you're at it, because there's no finger there to pull the trigger. You pull it once, that's it. You got to pull it again. I'm talking about Fami Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner, state medical examiner. People would have arms and legs cut off, be found in trash dumps. And, oh, it's a suicide. It'd be comical if it wasn't ending people's lives. And so I guess right now, before I get into the murder of Gary Webb, the obvious murder, and just some interesting statistics about exposers of government corruption and the probability of the odds of government corruption researchers committing suicide at these numbers being over 1 billion to 1. Before I do that, people call me, they email me, talk show host always ask me, well, if all this is true, we document it, why are you still alive? And I tell them, well, number one, I believe I'll be here as long as God wants me to be here, as Colonel Craig Roberts has said. You know, that's what his old Baptist grandpa told him before he went to Vietnam. Son, you just don't worry while you're over there. If it's your time to go, it's your time to go. But if God doesn't want you to go, nothing on earth can take you. And if it's your time, you're going to be dead. That's just the way it is. I mean, look, I've given this analogy before. The number one cause of death in this country is your automobile, until you hit 55, then it's heart attacks and cancer. Depending on what year, 1 year it'll be cancer, next year it'll be heart attacks, but those two are always bidding for pole position to get the checkered flag for the number one cause of death in this country after 55. Before that, it's your car, but you put your children in it, you get in it, you get out there and you drive 80 miles an hour down an expressway with 18-wheelers right next to you, you drive by cars smashed, blood on the ground, and you gawk at it and you just drive on past because everybody else is doing it, you like to drive, you like the freedom of it, and this is a risk you're going to take. It's a risk I take. But I'll tell you, when I get in my car, I try to drive defensively, and I realize this is the most dangerous thing I do, getting in this car. I'm more afraid of my car than I am of the New World Order. And I'm really afraid of dying in my car because it's a worthless death. It will mean nothing. It's not for any cause. So I try to treat it with respect. And sure enough, I got blown off the road, I don't know, 6 months ago, by a tornado out in the hill country, smashed into 2 oak trees. And by the grace of God, I didn't get injured. My dad got a concussion. It was just me and my father. But we were right back in cars the next day. But there's this subconscious fear, you know, the subconscious fear of the saber-toothed cat, basically in our brain cells, our subconscious fear of the big bear. You know, the subconscious fear of the thing with big, long teeth. It's scary. There's the fear of the predator. And so the fear of men in black masks, the fear of them lining you up against the wall, telling you to turn around and double-tapping you in the back of the head, you know, that's so much more scary. Or having them come grab you and take you down to some subterranean dungeon and put the screws to you. And so there's that subconscious just overpowering terror that people have. And quite frankly, I have no fear of it. Because that is a notable death. That is a admirable death. That is a, lack of a better term, manly way to go. That's losing your life for something of value. Your family, your children, humanity. I mean, when you know how evil the globalists are and the horrible things they're doing, if you're normal, if your programming is in order and you haven't been reprogrammed by the media and this sick culture, then there is, it's selfless. And I guess some people have it and others don't. I would say that, you know, firefighters have it. Soldiers who've been tested, not all soldiers have it. But it's just that you, if you believe that you're fighting for something right and something righteous and something good, or you're fighting to save weak people or those that are in need, I mean, that's how we got here as a species. That's one of our attributes. That we don't just turn and run. And that's what men are supposed to have, that courage. And so are women. And so people say, well, why haven't they killed you? Well, number one, because God hadn't said it's time yet. And in the minute God removes that protection, I'm sure they'll kill me very quickly. Probably, it's probable that in the years to come, I will be murdered by the New World Order. I will die. I will cease to exist on this plane of existence. Well, so is life. C'est la vie. I die a man. I die with courage in my heart for the right thing. I wasn't ruled by fear. I conquered my fear a long time ago, and now it doesn't exist. The only fear I have is of kind of a reticence or a painful vision, kind of a pre-idea of, oh, what's the term I'm looking for? What's the term where you remember things in your life? And nostalgia. I already kind of have a nostalgia for my life. I guess that's what it's like when you're resigned to death. I have a nostalgia for not seeing the beautiful sunrise and moonrise and trees and the smell of the woods. I have a nostalgia for if I do pass from this world, not being with my family. I have a nostalgia for wanting to stay with those I love. But if I love them, if I care about them, I have to be willing to do what it takes to stand up against the evil and to defend my family. And that's what I do every day. I guess it would be kind of like the split-second nostalgia or sadness you would have if there was a small child 50 yards ahead about to jump out in front of a bus, or who had jumped out in front of a bus, and you had to throw yourself in front of the bus to stop the bus from hitting the child. I guess it's kind of that split-second life before your eyes, flashing before your eyes. The answer to this is to not be ruled by fear, and for all of us to stand up, and for all of us to be leaders, and for all of us to take action against this evil. Because you see, even if you don't fight the evil and go along with it, it's still going to feed on you. It's still going to grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so just like these firefighters are now going, man, we're getting threatened by the FBI. We're having our lives threatened to shut up about what really happened in the towers. Well, we're not going to shut up. And I know they killed police officers and medical workers who were at Oklahoma City. They tortured some of them quite badly. But you know, the open arms of God. And there is an afterlife, folks. They're just waiting for those heroes. And they are going to be just weighed down by the spiritual treasure that's laid up for them. Life is so short, why run from death? You're not truly alive until you truly embrace death for life. What did Christ say? Laying down yourself for your brother. Laying yourself down. That brings freedom. That brings life. Running from death brings death.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
Yeah, don't worry. The truth always comes out. Evil always fails. But really, I mean, we owe our existence, we owe our country, we owe the Bill of Rights and Constitution to people who were willing to put their names, their treasure, their lives, their sacred honor, everything on the line. To sign their own death warrants. You know, John Hancock wanted his real big right across the middle. And I'm kind of like, in a way, John Hancock. I mean, I want to be at the top of the list. Because that's how we save our lives, is being willing to give them up. And being willing to face the truth. But I'm real sad for Gary Webb. They've been trying to discredit him and attack him for years. And it's so many other activists they've killed. When you look at the statistics, 1 billion to 1, it's more than 1 billion, but more than 1 billion to 1, in the odds, the chances of all these activists committing suicide. And I just want on the record to say, I would never take a coward's way out. I would never, I will never commit suicide. And I'm on the record for that. I love life so much that I'm willing to stand up against the New World Order, even if they crush me. Because in crushing people like myself, they lose. And they've tried killing people. 20, 30 years ago, you talked about this stuff, they'd kill you out of hand. So it was just a few hundred people doing it at the time. And then they would only kill you if you specifically had information that would that hadn't been released yet that would burn them. Then they'd kill you in a New York minute. Then they have kind of these grudge killings, which they seem to do many years later. They just kind of go down the list, making a list, checking it twice. The globalists know who's naughty and nice. And they kind of go down that list. And it's always the same M.O. I think if the globalists murder me, it'll probably be a fake carjacking or something along those lines. That's the type of thing they do to people who, it's clear on the record, are not going to kill themselves. Or they'll call the police out to a fake event when the cops get out of the car. A sniper kills one of the cops, and then they go in and kill the individual, you know, thinking that they did it. We've caught them doing that. We've caught them pulling that on Bill Cooper. So it's kind of the same M.O. And their hit teams aren't very big. I guess that's why they've got a long roster of stuff to do. That's why they're trying to promote torture on TV and evil on television to condition the young that all this is normal and cool. Most of these big popular video games, the children do simulated murders hundreds of times a week when they play it going out. And in the games, they kill conservative leaders, militia leaders, or they simulate killing patriot presidents. They most of the games now, you simulate killing good people, murdering women and children. And so they do these simulations. And we've even got government documents where they admit this is all to condition them. But bottom line, folks, I'm a canary in the coal mine for you. And people worry that if they just stick their head up above the radar screen or start a website or get involved or run for office that you're going to get killed. And no, that's just not the case. You can still, count up the number of activists that have been murdered, and it's not that high a level. And now government agents, it's a lot higher. I mean, I've got mainstream news today where the paramedics that showed up said that Dr. David Kelly had clearly been murdered. And again, he was the former head of Horton Down. He said that, and he was a hawk, by the way, and he said they were lying about weapons of mass destruction. And he told people they were going to kill me, and they killed him. And that was in the back of just a few newspapers. It's like Princess Diana. She said, they're going to kill me. They've told me they're going to kill me in a fake auto accident, in a staged auto accident. They did that. So these people will tell you. Gary Webb had said he'd been death threatened. They'll tell you they're probably going to kill me. And then when they kill you, then the media says, oh, they committed suicide. So if they ever do kill me, just remember this broadcast. And, call the media up when it's in the Associated Press or whatever and say, Alex said he was never going to commit suicide. You at least need to quote him from the grave. Or, if at 30-something years old I have a heart attack and die, I want an independent toxicology test done. We've caught them, too, when they get somebody gets an independent test. They call up and threaten the people doing the test. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, just if the globalists kill me, don't let them then claim I was a coward and committed suicide. And that's the least you can do for me. But again, I don't see that happening at this time. I think I have more work to do. And after all, God is in control. We'll come back, cover news, take your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.kenshipdrugs.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340 or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to go over the news in some detail, then I'll go to Charles and Eric and Michael and John and many others that are patiently holding on this 13th of December 2004. First off, we had a successful rally for the limited time frame. Over 200 people, I would conservatively say, showed up to a little rally we had concerning election fraud at the south side of the Texas state capitol. And in over 30 states, they had similar rallies. And just talking about how there is not a verifiable voter trail, election trail, with these electronic software systems. And I got up and gave my little speech, and then I went into the crowd and was on my way leaving and talked to probably 50 of the people. And this big old, tall, clean-cut fella walks over to me. I mean, just the total demeanor of a federal officer. I'd say about 35 years old. And says, Alex, you know, what are we going to do about this? If we would have just had all these people that marched, they would have just marched on Washington with their loaded handguns, we could have stopped it. We could have turned this all around. We could have, you know, removed those people. And my cameraman had just stuck his camera back in his bag. They're always good at that, walking up right after we put our cameras up. Since we were starting to walk away from the crowd, and I just looked up at the guy, and I just said, you know, we're for nonviolence. We're only for, you know, defensive actions. that use force. And years ago, I'd have said, man, you're a cop. Or years ago, I'd have waited and followed the guy back to his car. I'd have gone and stood around the side of the building and pulled the camera out and videotaped his face and then followed him to his unmarked cop car and gotten in his face. I just wanted to get out of there. And then it got worse. We're walking away. Another one walks up and is sitting there saying stuff. And you can just see how they look you in the eyes with that observant look, like you're prey or something, like you're stupid, and sort of bringing up similar things. And then I just said, man, I gotta go. And I turned around walking away, and the guy said something threatening to my back. And my camera guy that was with me said, man, these cops. And again, back in, I guess it was 1999, they had the Fortune 500 meeting in Austin. And the march started with about 1,000 people. I got video of this, too. The march started with about 1,000 people there at the south side of the Capitol. And there's these big, huge guys in black ski masks and bandanas and dressed up like anarchists starting fights, getting in the middle of things. And I go, hey, stop it. Look, I know you're cops. And there's news media. They run over and put cameras on the guys, and all of a sudden across the street, like 50 Austin cops are running across the street going, back off, Jones! I'm like, look, get your... And those were APD. I said, get your officers out of here. They're trying to cause a disturbance. That's wrong. We're just trying to demonstrate against globalism. At that point, they were pulled out, and 5 minutes later, two more cops were inserted in their little Halloween outfits, basically, their little costumes. And then one little anarchist, who was obviously an APD informant, walks over. And I play all this on TV, by the way, and then I want to dig it out. We tried looking for it one time. It's aired on television. A lot of Austinites have seen it. Found one of the tapes. I'm trying to find. I want to put that in a film. I know I have. I just need to go dig through literally 1,000 tapes I have and put it in a film. And, this little red-haired anarchist walks over and he goes, you know, we're going to kill you. He goes, I'm going to kill you. And I said, oh, those guys up on the building over there with the binoculars and the cameras, you work for them, don't you? And he goes, that's right, and our time's coming. And I was like, oh, I mean, see, this is a person who always wanted power and who found a system that'll pay him probably, they usually get about $3,000 a month, to really do nothing and just go around stirring up trouble. But we ran the other pod of police off, and we marched down to the Four Seasons Hotel and had our little demonstration. And I have police on video admitting they were doing this in Seattle, and that's in my film, The Takeover. They actually hired the anarchists and paid them, and Delta Force commanded them. That was in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and Seattle Weekly, both papers, just headlines. It's in The Takeover. The headlines, the police saying it, the video. I mean, this is real, folks. But, I mean, how dare them? They know I have a message of nonviolence. They know this. And they're such criminals that they would walk up and accost me for just giving a speech about election fraud and would predatorily, you know, look down on me and just treat me like that. And I'm... It hadn't happened in years. It used to happen a lot. So I was kind of taken aback and just wanted to get away from them. And, you know, I had my witness there that I said nothing, and I should have pulled cameras out and stuck them in their faces. But I almost just, I felt sorry for them, really. I mean, they're destroying their children's future. We're losing our country. We're losing our Bill of Rights. We're losing everything. We're losing the value of the dollar, the government's doing horrible things to them and their children, horrible things to the troops. They put horrible things in the vaccines and terrible things in the water. I mean, you're abused by this system, too. But I guess they're just evil people. I mean, they've really got evil people working for them. And it's all compartmentalized. You know, the average beat cop isn't bad, or the average police detective isn't bad, I hope. But, I mean, they've got these cadres of intelligence officers and FBI people and the rest of them. I mean, I've had special forces 5 years ago admit to me that you know, what face-to-face. We're watching you, Jones, and we're, you know, some of us agree with you, but still, and I've even had them break down, really, and tell me. Well, we agree with some of what you're saying, but we just still got to, you know, what you're doing is still dangerous. We got to watch it. And, you know, it was a bad weekend. I was at Academy Sporting Goods buying some binoculars as a gift for somebody. And I'm there, and I'm just up there getting the binoculars at the gun case. And they got the knives, binoculars, bows, all that stuff. And this guy with the short haircut walks over, and he goes, "Don't you remember me? I got in your face one time down on 6th Street." We've actually showed that on TV. And he's like, "Ha ha, you believe the black helicopters." And I go, "Well, I mean, it's part of the government, part of the Night Stalkers." "I'm with the Night Stalkers. Still, you're a kook." And he kind of put his hands on my shoulders. And "Ooh, you going to start something?" And I was just like, "Man, you know, whatever." And then I walk over and I wanted to buy a knife as another gift for somebody. And, like, he's like to the guy behind the counter, "Ooh, he's getting a knife." You know, they just want to, in our minds, and then the guy actually ran off. He had an exchange with the guy at the counter and said, "Ooh, he's getting a knife, and ooh, I better watch it." And then he just left. And like, I was going to, I mean, I'm just there getting some binoculars and a knife and a ball cap. I was buying some people some gifts. And I just have to deal with these losers. Of course, 20 people while I was in the store ran up and were fans. White women, Hispanic men, you know, just, "Hey, I'm a lawyer and a Democrat, and I'm going to be at the rally tomorrow." You know, just all these people. But I still, you run into these goons who are, I guess, just guilty about what they're part of and who they are, and so they're mad at me for, and, you know, and when the guy put his hands on my shoulders, I'm like, "Ooh, don't do anything." He's trying to start a fight with me. I was just, you know, I've grown up a lot, folks. 10 years ago, that guy would have had a problem, but I was just, you know, I at least would have talked back to him. I just looked at him sadly. I almost have just like a sorrow now for these people. I feel sorry for them. Type of prison, mentally, they're in. I just looked at him. I said, "You know, the vaccines they give you are really dangerous and triple the incidence of birth defects." And then he, you know, "Oh, really, they do?" I go, "Yeah," and I've had the former head of the Army's DU program on to talk about how deadly depleted uranium is. And he's like, "I never heard of Dr. Rocky. Quit making stuff up." And I just said, "You were just making fun of me for black helicopters, but then you admitted that you said you fly them. You know, that, oh, well, you know, that you're in the Night Stalkers." And, I mean, it's just, I go, "That's double think, sir." Just real calmly. And you know, just went about my business there at the little shop. But, I mean, is this America? Is America America when there's thousands less Border Patrol on our borders? But they've got time to send goons up to people? I mean, that really is illegal, folks. You can go look at the laws. Or police shouldn't really be able to go out and try to incite people. You know, what if I was some weak-minded person? And would they go talk to some weak-minded person, and police are walking around in plain clothes going, "Man, shouldn't we do something violent?" So, I mean, I'm there at the state capitol, and I've got the head of the state police, you know, for the capitol detail. "Hey, Alex, come talk to me later. Come have some coffee." And every time I'm over there, "Come have dinner with us." They're all real nice. I'm like, "Oh, I can't. I got to go work on a video after this. I'm editing today. Bye." "All right, come back and see you sometimes, buddy." You know, they're just nice guys. "All right, bye-bye." You know, and then I just walk into the nest of, you know, you got the good cops over here, and you got the really bad ones. Just, I guess, whose lives are just going around stirring up trouble. And I guess I should have pulled the camera out, and then the guy would start walking away real quick. He'd go to his car, and then it would prove he was cops, and cops would suddenly appear and walk over. I mean, this has happened many times to me. And then the cop says, let me see your ID, you know, as the person, as the provocateur gets away and gets to their car. But I just didn't even do that yesterday. I just was like, man, I'm nonviolent, and you know that. I'm not for violence. No, that's a horrible idea. You know, just shame on you. But I pledge this. I am going to try to keep a camera on me at all times. We had one there. Again, it was a big professional TV camera put up in the big bag and stuff. You're taking all the mics off of it and stuff. But, I mean, next time you do that, I'm going to make a serious issue out of it. I mean, I'm going to get your license number, and I'm going to go on TV and radio every day for a year, and I'm not going to shut up about it. I'm going to put your face on TV, and then people are going to call me and tell me what your name is and who you are, who you work for, and then I'm going to sue you. So just please spread the word to your people. Leave me alone. It's your bosses that are violent. It's your bosses that carry out terror attacks in the government to take our freedoms away. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself trying to kill this country, trying to murder the soul of America, being out at rallies trying to stir up trouble. I mean, what is your major malfunction? You know, it's like Shomer Tech, that huge law enforcement catalog a few years ago, put it in Road to Tyranny. It has these nausea machines that put out these wavelengths that make everybody nauseated. And it says in the magazine, oh, a lot of our officers have used this at rallies to make people giving speeches sick. I mean, that's a crime, and they're advertising it. That's how mainstream it is. They're advertising nausea machines. Oh, our officer tells us this is great for, you know, using these at political rallies to make a political speaker sick. I mean, you advertise what you do? And so one of my friends bought one of these and even demonstrated it on TV. Had a bunch of people in the studio and turned it on. Everybody started getting sick within a minute or two. They'll sell them to anybody. I mean, that's how reprobate you are. The Soviets did stuff like that, but they kept it secret. I guess the first time they publicly used it in America, it was in Newsweek, and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Just type in Russian team uses sound weapon device at Waco, and it'll pop up mainstream news from back in 93. And they were there with it pointed at those Davidians, Russians, because the Russians were the specialists in it at that time. Now our government's got these. Not a sound cannon, it's a different type of weapon. You can't audibly hear. So, I mean, you guys are just... And I know deep down you're afraid. You also were insecure. You always wanted power. And you were smart criminals. You didn't go out and become, you know, somebody who broke into people's houses or somebody that snatched people on the hike and bike trail without a badge and gun. You went through the process. You were smart. And people like you, like Bernard Kerik, can almost rise to the highest levels. Bernard Kerik, by the way, is not stepping down because of having an illegal alien nanny. He didn't pay taxes on. He's not stepping down because of his mistresses, which are all really tertiary issues. He's stepping down because of other issues. It's like the Newsday last week was saying, just look into things. Just ask folks about Bernard Kerik there in New York. The mafia ties, just all of it. He is a monster, which is why they wanted him, but it got out into the press. And now, you know, Rudolph Giuliani's been groveling to Lord Bush. He's so sorry. I just love America. I love this country, and I love freedom. And I can't stand seeing criminals and despots. And the worst thing about the government criminals is they almost start believing it's okay. You know, if you take criminology courses, I took one or two, and read a lot of crime books. It's an interesting area. A lot of criminals and serial killers and sociopaths think it's their right. Like they hate the people they abuse while they're doing it. They make little excuses to themselves. And so these criminals in government do that too. And I'm just sick of you. You know, we're good people. And you may have gotten into control and you may be able to act like this and do all these things, but I'm sick of you. And that's what tyranny is, folks. It's when criminals get control of the government. You know, why do criminals do bad things to people? Because they like it. It's not. It's about power and control. It isn't just about, you know, building themselves up financially, unless you're like a cat burglar or somebody. That's why, historically, we're pretty lenient on cat burglars, because they really, it's all about the money. We're not lenient on the other types of criminals. So, I just want the people to know that you got criminals in power right now, and now they're hiring, putting in criminals in every other position, and when they get criminals in most of the positions, that's when they're going to hit the little red button and bring in total new world order. And at that point, you know, as I told the provocateur, we all have a right to protect ourselves.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I know I normally take calls earlier. I just had a lot to talk about. We haven't even gotten into all the news yet, but we'll go to Charles and Eric and Michael and John and Philip here momentarily. Another effect of guys up on roofs with cameras at every demonstration you go to, whether it's for land use, Second Amendment, I mean, any type of protest, for anything now. You've got to watch these evil people, these evil Americans, you know, being involved. But can't watch the border, though, and got to give all those visas to known terrorists. It's also meant to be a chilling effect. You know, intimidate and scare people off from protesting and demonstrating. Because they don't want the public to see crowds out involved. But again, the answer is all of us standing up, more of us getting involved. They can't get us all. And it hasn't worked for them. Again, the awakening's already happened. Everybody I talk to is waking up. And I want criminals in government to know that they're going to be brought to justice one day by a jury of their peers. And just the way they're living. I mean, you reap what you sow. I don't believe in karma the way the Buddhists do, but to use the term for those that don't know what you reap what you sow means, I mean, what seeds you throw out is the plants you get, you know, that grow. And I've noticed in my life, when I do something bad, man, it comes back on me. I mean, it really does work that way. And you wonder why your lives are so bad out there? Why don't you get on your knees and ask Jesus for forgiveness? Yahweh, Yeshua. Why don't you get on your knees and seek the face of God and ask God to forgive you? Because it's never too late for you people out there listening that are evil. And maybe you didn't know you were evil, but right now the hair on the back of your neck standing up and you got a weird tingle in your stomach and you got a bad feeling in your mind. It's because you never looked at it. You've been too close to it. You never got outside of it and looked at it. You are evil, my friend. And I love you. I feel sorry for you. I don't even hate you anymore like I did years ago. I feel sorry for you. But I do have to fight you and stand up against you. Because you're doing bad things. You're making this world a bad place. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. We're going to break and we'll start the next hour until we get to everybody's calls, everybody that's holding. Go straight to your calls. We won't stop. Before I end this hour, my posterity is my videos. And that's a way I can always get the word out, the way you can educate people. There's some of the best films out there, bar none. I've made 11 of them. Carry a bunch of other great videos. And I hope you'll get my videos. And I hope that you'll make dozens and dozens of copies. Every night when you go to bed, pop in a tape, a DVD, whatever. Burn a copy, make a copy. Give it to somebody every day. Stop and give it to a police officer. Mail it to your county commissioner. Whatever. Give them to your pastor, your rabbi, whatever. Your imam. Get them to opinion makers. American Dictators is my 11th film. Gets into the staged election of 2004, how it was all staged, Bush and Kerry. It's important for people to understand why the election was staged. It gets into Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove and 9/11. It's a great video. If you buy one copy for $19.95, each additional copy is $5.95. As many copies as you want. Now, that $5.95 deal is only for the DVDs. VHS are $9.95 each additional copy. The VHS basically cost me $5. The DVD cost me a couple bucks, so we can't even afford to send a VHS out at that price. But if you buy one VHS or one DVD, the regular $19.95 price, each additional DVD to give us gifts is $5.95. You can buy a bunch of copies and give those as gifts, or buy one and make copies. Just get it out to people. And Road to Tyranny, the preeminent 9/11 film, giving you the history of government-sponsored terror, it's $5.95 when you buy one copy at the regular price. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The second hour and your calls and a bunch of news are straight ahead.